This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Members of the Missouri House Budget Committee are proposing a new fund to provide tuition assistance for National Guard members who are also enrolled in college. The move comes because the federal government has suspended federal tuition assistance for National Guard soldiers due to sequestration cuts. House Budget Chair Rick Stream says they've reallocated $1.5 million in next year's state budget to make up the difference.
While tuition assistance has not been a contractual requirement of the state or federal governments, it has been a long-standing educational benefit and recruiting tool upon which thousands of our Missouri National Guardsmen have relied upon to further and complete their higher education.
Funding for the newly named Show Me Heroes Education Fund was taken from budget allocations for both higher education and MoDOT. If approved, the fund is expected to benefit nearly 1,400 Missouri National Guard members. The Missouri Senate has passed a proposed 1-cent sales tax to fund state and local transportation projects. The state would require approval by Missouri voters and go back on a statewide ballot after 10 years. Officials estimate the tax would generate nearly $8 billion over a decade, with 10% dedicated to local transportation needs. The proposal now goes to the House after clearing the Senate earlier today on a vote of 24 to 10. All the opponents were Republicans. Following recent discussions on budget shortfalls in Jefferson City and the resignation of two city employees, officials say they have a plan that avoids layoffs of city staff. The Jefferson City Council had a special city council meeting this morning to discuss budget cuts and morale in regard to the city's $1.6 million budget shortfall. Since original budget discussion on Monday, the city has cut an additional $172,000 from the deficit without resorting to layoffs or furloughs. City Administrator Nathan Nicholas said that cuts in street materials and maintenance will make up some of the shortfall. Nicholas also said that after the city council meeting Monday, employees were anxious at the mention of layoffs. With reassurances from the council, he said today's discussion changed that.
It does a lot, though, for the council to stand up and say, we value the employees. We are a service organization, and employees are what we have. We don't make anything.
Mayor Eric Strumpf said projected revenues for this year have not come in as expected, contributing to the shortfall. He says he is confident further budget modifications will be approved at the March 18th City Council meeting. The Missouri Senate has approved legislation requiring public employee unions to seek annual consent to automatically deduct fees from members' paychecks. The bill also would require the unions to seek consent for spending members' fees on political contributions. Public safety unions representing first responders would be exempt and not have to seek consent from members under the Senate bill. The Senate voted 24 to 10 along party lines earlier today to send the measure to the House. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.